Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What y'all thought y'all wasn't gonna see me? I'm the Osiris of this. Wu-Tang is here forever. This 97, I ain't my and my.
Yeah.
Let's do it like this.
Yeah.
I'm gonna rub your in the moonshine. Back to 79.
I bomb atomically. Socrates, philosophies, and
gotta let that run a little bit. And we're back. Players only again in the building for the week 4 episode. And let me just tell you that the clouds have cleared. God has put his hand upon this booth. This day, the 28th of September, he has struck a lightning bolt into this booth, and we are blessed to be in the presence of Sean Barber, a.k.a. Barbershop. I'm going to play the Powerball, the Mega, everything I can play. When you show up in the building this year, it must be a holiday. Barbershop is in the building, y'all. I am Danon Hughes, and we are here for Players Only, like we are each and every week, Thursday, 6 to 7. Like I am here every week, 6 to 7. Barbershop, welcome back. Did you find your way in the building? Did you need any help getting into your booth and everything?
To be honest with you, I was a little lost. I got lost on the first level. There was some snacks out there. Some extra cookies and cakes from the yesterday's Swarway mixer. Shout out to Odyssey doing it big for all their sponsors and their potential partners and everything. So it was cool to come back in the building, man. Always great to be back, obviously in the presence of Danon Hughes, and given, we know we got a following, we know we got listeners, we got people that want to hear what old Barbershop got to say. I mean, it's been one side. I heard you had a bunch of offensive guests. Just no representation.
Yeah, I have Bill Moss. What are you talking about?
Oh.
You see how my East Coast accent came back real quick? What are you talking about? Because we're going to Jersey this week. And I failed. I told Bob Fesco and Josh Klingler and B-Dub that I was going to open the show this week with What's Kansas City.
That ain't got nothing to do with Jersey.
Are you too young to remember those commercials, the Bud Light commercials, the West Side?
They're not from Jersey. They weren't from Jersey. That was just a commercial.
I was just saying that I promised Josh and Bob and B-Dub that I would open up.
Oh.
So that's how we're going to go to every caller when we get to that segment. Remember, the text line is open. The phone line's open. 913-586-7610.
We trying to encourage Barbershop callers. We trying to encourage callers. Nobody gonna call if you hitting them with the weather.
I bet they will.
Okay.
Barbershop.
Dinner. You pay for dinner.
This is first quarter, just so I can refresh your memory since you haven't been here in a while. First quarter of the show, we normally talk about the previous game. But my first question to you, since you're a guest, you're not a host, you're a guest. Is it even worth talking about? Is the Bears game worth talking about?
Defensively, it is. Like that's the whole thing. When the defense go and show out, hold people down, everybody just want to skip over to the next game.
What are you accusing me of?
If the offense put up 70 points like the Dolphins did, we would be listing every statistical category, everything, all the highlight and the gravy, the glory, the grits, and everything. You didn't put the whole ingredients list out. You talk
so
about
what
how
you
it was
trying to say I'm biased?
No, I ain't saying. I'm just saying this in general. Everybody just, you know what? But that's what, you know what? At the end of the day, that's what defense is supposed to do. We go a little bit unnoticed. We go a little bit under the radar. Take care of business. Don't give up, but two or three first downs the entire first half. And people want to just say, all right, let's just go on to the next week. Let's not even, like, they don't need to discuss it. I mean, and they did all that without one of the defensive leaders, without Bolton being in the game. Shout out to Drew Tranquil, stand up. My big man, big play, Willie Gay. Man, those guys just held down the fort. So my man Nick Bolton can get a little healthy. Honestly, man, one of the premier defenders. I know he's getting credit in the national pub with PFF. But our cornerback, man, the young man from the Dub, McDuffie is. I mean, he showed up real big. He showed up with some purpose this year.
Like, mm-hmm.
It ain't no. Listen, all that's progress is a slow process. No, he pushed fast forward. He's like, I want my respect now.
Yeah,
and I appreciate that young man. He's doing his work, man. He's staying sticky.
What's been the most impressive aspect of the defense through three games for you?
The corners being sticky. They're playing with their feet. They're playing with great eyes, great technique. Everybody's keeping their leverage. They're playing together as a unit, understanding where their help is. With or without the rush getting there. I mean, they're just making plays. They're around the ball. They're making turnovers. They're doing an outstanding job for it to be this early in the season. They're playing like it's mid-season form already, and we're only in the week four. So definitely got to give a shout-out to the no-fly zone.
Barbershop, this must be a holiday because I'm going to agree with you. I think the defense has definitely been. It's definitely part of the time. You speak the truth 50% of the time. We just got to figure out which 50. That's
that's true.
I would agree. The defense is definitely the story of this team. And who would have thunk? I know thunk is my word, but who would have thunk that? You know, if we would have said 3-4 months ago, hey. In the first quarter of the season, we're going to be talking more about the defense than the offense. The defense is going to be ahead of schedule or ahead of the offense. I think people would have looked at us like we were crazy, would have asked us to drug test, whatever it would have been, especially with all the drama that was surrounding Chris Jones and if he was going to show up, when he was going to show up, how healthy would he have been, how much in shape he would have been. So I will give you and the defense credit, Coach Spags, has done an outstanding job with this defense and some of the packages that they create when they have Chris Jones line up on the outside, Mike Dana line up literally like a nose tackle, George Karloftis on the outside, and then they bring in the rookie Felix in there to bring the heat on defenses. And it's a heat package that is not predicated on blitz. Like, when you talk about a fast unit, mm-hmm. that gets penetration in the backfield, and it's only four guys. To me, you start talking about, you know, the Buccaneers with Warren Sapp and Simeon Rice and those guys. You talk about, you know, the Ravens type of teams. And I know this is lofty, and I'm just saying about this package. When it's a clear passing situation and Spags rotates in that speed defense, like, to me, there's something special about those guys. I mean, you're talking about, I'm looking at the roster. Mike Dana is 6'2", 257. He's listed at that.
Mm-hmm.
And you got him over the center, breaking down centers and guards and combination blocks and double teams and getting to the quarterback. Chris Jones, like, when the offense breaks the huddle, they should identify where number 95 is and make sure they slide a protection there. And yet he's still able to get home. Mm. George Karloftis, Furious George. I mean, like,
I like that.
This defense is well ahead of schedule, but it's impressive because you're not predicated on leaving all those young corners, the Fab Five, out on an island for them to defend for a long period of time. And that, as you know better than I do, that's the that's the epitome of a dominating defense, is when you don't have to blitz to get pressure and you don't leave your corners out on the island for an extended amount of time.
Yeah, always the purpose and the passion behind blitzing is to you want to dictate the game. You want to tell the offense, hey, we're going to make this quarterback get rid of the ball before he's ready. We want to dictate where the ball's going to, because we know that in a certain – we overload blitz, so we bring more off of a certain side. The hot read is a certain player. So, you know, defensively, we know where the ball's going to go to. So, you know, that's the mindset of bringing pressure. You don't want to be forced by offense, you know, having the ball forever to feel like, all right, we got to, you know, we got to blitz. So it's something we're doing by choice. And so as long as that continues to be the mindset, bringing pressure when we want to, make sure we're doing things on our own accord and, you know, according to our own schedule. That's what it's all about, staying on schedule when it comes to being a part of a, you know, totality of a defense. Everybody understands the game plan. Everybody, you know, hey, man, over the course of the week, you start putting in certain packages, certain plays on defense, and you build that confidence in these defenses. And when you see those things actually going out there on the field on Sunday and actually working and playing, according to plan, that just builds the confidence even higher. So yeah. If there's one reason this defense is playing, you know, lights out right now, playing above, you know, ahead of schedule, it's just the confidence, the communication, the trust. Those type things is what allows a defense, even though it's a young defense, to play like a savvy bunch of vets.
Yeah, I like the fact that we have a lot of interchangeable parts, that the defense is very versatile in how they're rotating bodies in. Keandre Coburn hadn't been active very much in, I think, only two of the first three games, but got some play time when Chris Jones was out. And if you go back to last year when you had 11 draft picks, 10 guys that contributed through the Super Bowl, the Fab Five in the back, that is the method to the madness when you're talking about leadership and drafting and acquiring talent and then cultivating that talent. I mean, it's unheard of to have five guys in the back end contribute the way they did to a Super Bowl championship, and now to have those same five or four of those same five guys with the one injury, you have guys that are going to contribute to success this year, and you still have them captive under their rookie contracts. I mean, you were part of a team in Washington that went and got Deion, I believe, and went and got Bruce Smith. Mark Carrier. You went and got all these older superstars hoping to, you know, make a splash right away.
We tried to make the dream team.
The dream team 2.0, and that didn't work. So, shout out to Brett Veach, to Willie Davis, to all those guys that are in the scouting department, acquiring talent. It's blue-collar guys. That's also impressive, because when you look at, you know, George Karloftis from Purdue, you're not talking about, like, the bright, shiny coins of the draft. You're talking about blue-collar guys, Nick Bolton, second rounder out of Mizzou, Leo Chanel. I mean, you can go through the list, and it's not anybody that, you know, was suited and booted for a lottery pick. They weren't in New York for the draft. They were home with their family. They were blue-collar kids from their blue-collar schools. You know, Fayetteville State, Joshua Williams, Louisiana Tech. I mean, you got guys that just breathe football. They carry themselves in a way that they're bringing their lunch pail to work every single game and every single practice, and you're seeing the fruits of that labor and that coaching and the coaching ability of each player. To me, and they're going to have some ups and downs. I mean, there are going to be some games. There may be a couple of games this season where we're like, oh, my gosh, are they reverting backwards? There's going to be a question, because guess what? The league is predicated on offensive success. The rules lean towards the offense, except if you're an offensive tackle and you line up a little bit deeper than you should. Then the rules change.
See, I like you getting a poke at your own guys. On your own side of the ball, you just poked them right there. LaJuan Taylor, like, you just give them a little poke, a little motivation. Like, I'm a backhanded slap compliment.
No, I'm just saying the league. The league picks and chooses when what they lean on. It's about health and safety, but they're talking about doing an 18th game. You know, I mean, you know, all that stuff. Well, and I'm going to, when the time is mine, I got a little bit of a rant that I want to go on to. And you're going to be proud of me, Barbershop, because it's not going to be offense friendly. So this is definitely a unique show. One that we got you here, and the other that I might be talking more highly about the defense than the offense. So you might have to check.
Speak the truth, Dana. This might have to
shame the devil. Shame the devil. Shame.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Come the devil and speak the truth.
Remember, we got the phone lines, text lines open, 913-586-7610. When we come back, the second quarter of the show, Barbershop, I'm going to give you the platform to tell me what's on your mind.
For sure.
Limited time. When do we come back?
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Oh, and he gets buried. He gets destroyed by Sean Barber.
Here I come.
What? What in the world?
Barbershop. Barbershop.
What?
You are a guest on this show.
Oh, man. He didn't cut.
You cannot have.
He didn't cut my highlight reel.
You cannot have a highlight on Players Only as a guest. I'm sorry. We had executive decisions to make, and even though my man Chris started it off,
I was so
he
hyped,
came
bro.
To his senses.
Here I go. What you want?
I just wanted to tease you with
spicy
that
spicy like cayenne.
That's what you get. That's what you get. Get what you got.
I thought he's gonna hit that New Orleans on y'all.
And we're back. This is Players Only. Remember, the phone lines, text line opens, 913-586-7610. I got the guest in studio, Sean Barber, and I am Dane Hughes. I am here each and every week, 6 to 7 on Thursdays throughout the Chiefs season. Barbershop, although I'm not going to give you your intro.
That was some good walk-up music.
It was halfway.
Mystical.
It was a quarter of the way good.
No, it still was good. I felt
I'm giving you the platform, man. Tell me what's on your mind. Why you mad, bro?
I'm the mad rapper. Why you mad, bro? Oh, I ain't mad.
Time's
man.
Yours.
Listen, everything is all good and gravy in Barbershop land. Obviously, hey, man, you know, still love doing talk and talk radio. Still love. You know, I got a podcast called The Process. I have the opportunity to do that on a weekly basis now, KCSN. Besides that, man, just... A love just kind of spreading the wings and allowing the seed to grow a little bit, man. I got some young kids involved in football, and, you know, Thursday night is we have a fifth grade flag team. Shout out to the HCA Chargers, K. Barber and his crew, all his teammates. They out there practicing right now from 6 to 7. We undefeated right now in KC Flag. We handle our business, man. We go no huddle. We do wristbands. We got a bunch of different blitz packages. Unlike the Chiefs, they don't blitz. We bring the funk. We come after that quarterback all the time. And it brought me some joy to be able to, for my final son, to be able to coach his team, coach his buddies. We coach nothing but fundamentals. We it's all fundamental. These guys are going to be the most prepared. Whenever they get to high school, the coach is going to have it easy. He's going to have like 12 guys.
I wish more coaches were like that.
That's all our coaches fund. We don't ever look at the scoreboard. We ain't worrying about no wins, losses. Hey, focus on catching the point of the ball. Ball's in the air. The only thing you worry about is catching the ball, securing the ball, and then we run. That's all. It is so simple. Keep it simplistic, but it's fundamentals, fundamentals, fundamentals. Teach them about coverage and different processes and different schematics, different things that offense will try to do to you as far as trying to get you to go someplace so that somebody else can come back over there and all that kind of stuff. And to be teaching these guys at age 10, 11, at an early age, man, just imagine, you know, what kind of ball players are going to be laid on. So, that again, that practice is on Thursdays, and I just thought that, and after doing it for a few years, man, I just should kind of give back to my family a little bit more of their time.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you sharing that, Barbershop, and I appreciate that last point because I think that's a lost art of coaching. To me, one of the top, I mean, there's probably a longer list than two things, but two top things that come into my mind when it comes to coaching. I coached football for 2 years at high school. I coached baseball, as you know, for
Coach my son.
11 plus years.
Shout
baseball
out.
Is my first love. It's
shout out
passion.
Noah Barber. Danon, thank
out
you.
Noah Barber, yep. Got him some hitting drills.
Free agent with the Royals, obviously. I might owe Danon a few dinners for that.
Yep, you do.
I might.
My Diamond Kings, all those kids that are still playing. I still got a couple that
Montez,
are still playing. Monte Harrison.
Monte.
Zach Mattson over with the Monarchs. We were fortunately blessed. But I go back to your point about the fundamentals, because I felt like when I was coaching, like I always wanted to impress the fundamentals and the game. Like there would come a time in the game where you're going to go for the win.
Yes.
You make decisions, especially in baseball, where you can make decisions late in games, whether it's trick plays or pickoff moves or double steals or different things like that where you're going for the W. But more than anything else, the first four innings of the game were fundamental stuff. Mm. I remember going through an entire game and would not let the players swing the bat until they all successfully dropped the bunt.
Nice. I like
but
that.
But learn how to drop a bunt. Learn how to push the ball to first base. Learn how to
earn your right to swing that bat.
Exactly. Everybody's got to steal a base. I don't care how fast you are. Learn how to read the pitcher, read the move, and steal a base. Those type of things. I think that's a lost art of coaching. You see so many different TikToks, so many different, you know, Facebook clips of people and coaches and doing it the wrong thing, getting in fights with kids, you know, stuff like that. I wasn't a perfect coach. I got in my share of arguments. I got thrown out of games with umpires. I got in a little tussle with an opposing coach because he put his hands on me.
Dana, do better.
Because he put his hands on me.
Do better.
He shouldn't have done that.
Be better.
And
do better.
And my players still razz me about that to this day.
Coach Hughes, do better. Be better.
Yeah,
be a better mentor.
I could be better. To me, those are the better coaching moments where you make a mistake and you're standing in front of 12, 13, 14, 15-year-old kids and you got to stand there and own it. Like, to me, those are the better, like, that's better than any X's and O's. That you can share with them, that they see another adult make a mistake and own up to it, because that's probably not the case a lot of times in
now,
their
see
life.
See what happens when you give me a moment to speak? We get some deep stuff.
We get deep, man.
You know what
see?
I mean?
Shh. Too bad you're only on this show once in a blue moon. Anyway. And that wasn't even going to be my time's yours. That wasn't going to be my point. My point was going to be, because you're going to be proud of me, was talking about the tush push.
Oh Lord.
In the NFL.
I ain't proud of no tush push. No discussion about that.
You're not proud of, you don't think that that's against the defense? That's a play that the defense is at a severe disadvantage?
Well, I thought you were going to get off your pedestal in offense and talk something about defense.
I am. Now, I'm giving y'all props. I'm saying that's wrong.
Oh, defensively, we can't stop a play. So we should take it away. We should not let them run a play that we can't stop. That's how you
So
go.
Here's my perspective on it before we go to break.
Tush push.
You and I saw a clip, and it was a player that was specifically talking about if the league is supposed to be aware of the health and wellness of players, how do you allow a play where you're basically isolating 4 to 5 guys on 1 to 2 guys and pushing them backwards?
Yeah. It's no difference in protecting the long snapper on field goals and punts. And
exactly.
Like, the way that,
and not being able to jump over and
right.
not being able to leap over the top, not being able to crack back on linebackers, not being able to cut block and crack back. It's all because of not being able to drop your helmet, decapitate receivers coming across the middle. That's all for the health and welfare of the players.
Yes.
But why is it that the Philadelphia Eagles, and this would be sour grapes if we had lost to the Philadelphia Eagles, but I'm talking about a play that is allowed in a game
that basically you're saying, Joe, defensive tackles, two of y'all, you're gonna get the weight of two 300-pound offensive linemen, two 200-pound running backs, yeah, possibly a tight end, and then there's a quarterback that squats 800 pounds. That's what you're going to get on this particular play. And the guy who was quoted said, I got bent backwards and pulled my hamstring. Mm. So why isn't that aspect part of the health and welfare of the game? I think it's a bogus play. I understand it. I think it's a bogus play. And I will tell you this, from a schematic perspective, they are at a huge advantage in the league if Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts plays it right. Because as I was sharing with Dan Israel and some guys on the Chiefs trip, they're playing a different ball game. Everybody else is playing for 10 yards. They're playing for 8. So their offense on second down and third down, they're really only playing, or should only play, if I'm the offensive coordinator, we're playing to get to 2 yards. Yeah. Fourth and two, third and two, is out automatic. I don't care where we're on the field, we're going to move the ball 2 yards and get a first down because we got the tush push quarterback sneak. And if they're not designing their offense accordingly, then they are idiots. And they deserve any loss that they get, because they're the only team in the league as of now, mm-hmm, possibly with Taysom Hill and New Orleans, if they adopted it, they're the only team in the league that is playing as an 8-yard first down as opposed to a 10-yard first down.
Well, I like the way you prefaced it as to, hey, Barbara, you're going to like this because it's going to, like, give the defense some – I still don't hear anything about the defense. I just hear about this illegal offensive play that's making it –
The defense is at a disadvantage, I said.
Again.
We're going to break. You're not going to be a guest on my show and then try to dictate. Don't make me come across this table.
You prefaced it like – I mean, you started. You didn't have to say that. You could have just been like,
"We're at halftime. When we come back, we're gonna have times yours. The phone lines, text lines open. I see you, Dan.
Come back with that mystical
586-7610. I see a bunch of text messages. We got Chandler Jones text. We'll get into that next.
Say it.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
All right. We are back. Third quarter of Players Only. We have the guest alongside me. I am Danon Hughes, and the guest this week is Sean Barber, a.k.a. Barbershop. Barber, what's your Instagram and Facebook, Snapface, Instaface, and all that?
You know, I really don't know. I know it's at Sean Barber 59. Now, which one you use to get to it, I have no idea. So whatever one is at... Use the little A sign around.
Use the search. Basically, you just say search Sean Barber.
Yeah, maybe on IG or whatever. At Sean Barber 59. Let's try that. Facebook, Instagram. Just try to
Instaface.
Try for all three
face.
Of them.
All right. Before we get to the phone lines, I see you, Dan. I see you, Big T. Let's go to the text line real quick. I saw a bunch. We got the Waza from 816. That's what they were waiting for. 816, jeez, as well as the 913 was waiting for it.
Oh.
I delivered. 913, happy days again. Barber's back in KC Hunk. I don't know. What's KC? Are you supposed to be like, is that like your alter ego, KC Hunk?
Yeah, bro. I got him like the Hulk, bro. Oh, you don't want to see me angry. You don't want to see me angry. I get angry.
Forget about
things
it. Got my Jersey accent back. Forget about it. All right, from 816, Sean needs to take it easy before he rips his Achilles again. That's not nice.
I ain't never had no rip Achilles.
Didn't you have it?
No.
Oh, you didn't have an Achilles?
No, I ain't got no Achilles problem, man. I'm limber, bro. I do my stretches. Stretch zone, stretch fit, whatever it's called. I do my body 20. Why you don't talk about that, Dana?
Oh, yeah, body 20.
Dana been a...
Body 20 at Prairie Village.
Talk about
I've
that body
getting,
20.
I've been getting it in twice a week. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Wasu been there putting me through it.
Good.
Cardio and weights, body 20.
All I'm saying, like, I did it last season, man. If you got a chance, try it out. It's kind of a new way.
Yeah.
It takes kind of get used to,
but used to it.
Your body, those first couple sessions, you feel sore. You're like, the soreness is real.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't make sense how a 20-minute workout 2 or 3 days in a row
makes your body feel like you went through about 6 hours of training. So
I will tell you, you and I, we participate in a lot of charity golf tournaments and stuff like that, and my body literally hurts the next morning. Like, the pain is like football for me, and because I got back issues and stuff like that, so I played through the pain in golf, but the next morning I feel it. Mm. That's why I can never be a guy that has a membership and plays 3 or 4 times a week, because I'd be in traction. And I was contemplating not going to Body 20, and I was like, let me go. I like literally, and this is no exaggeration, I literally rolled out of bed and went to Body 20. I was like, this is the one opportunity that, well, while I'm sore from golf,
yeah,
that I'm going to go and try to fight through this workout to see if it makes me even worse or better. And it made me 100% better. Just going through a 20-minute workout at Body 20 in Prairie Village, they're doing it right. Yeah, I'm going to keep doing it. I got two appointments next week. There you go. All right, Dan and KC. Kay, what you got for us?
Time's yours.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Dane, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great performance by the Chiefs. They kept Josh Fields to 99 yards and a touchdown apiece by Kelce and Isaiah Pacheco and, Edwards-Helaire. And I'll tell you something now. I'm really looking forward to the Jets game. And the defense, the game plan is really easy for Spags, you know. Just pressure, Zach Wilson. He'll give you some interceptions and for some touchdowns. And I know the offense is going to do whatever they can. You know, they're going to pick their and choose their spots with, you know, with Sauce Gardner and everything. So let's take care of the Jets. Take care of yourself, guys.
Appreciate you, Dan. That infusion of Red Bull with the 5-hour chaser as he brings each and every show. He missed the first week, but he's been here every week since.
Oh, no. The streak is over.
Yeah.
The streak is over. Dan was on, he was on like a 250 9-week streak of not missing any of the shows.
My bad. I didn't mean to put you on blast, Dan.
All right, he's back
we
on day 4.
We appreciate that call, man. Yeah, Travis Kelce doing his thing. He got are you calling it trailer or Trav Tay or Tay Trav or what's your
All right, so because the Philadelphia Eagles have a Swift running back and mm-hmm. the whole Kelce Swift can be applied to both us and the Eagles, I am ignoring the whole thing. I don't comment on it. I don't talk around my house with my daughter, my wife about the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift thing. So I'm not even addressing it. It's not even a thing with me.
We might have to have you back on another show to talk deeper in that, because I want to hear. I don't understand all the vitriol and the negativity of a dude in a relationship. I don't get it. Well, let's go to Big T. Big T and Shawnee, what you got, bro?
My man.
What's up?
What's up?
Big T, come on, man.
That was just an obnoxiously funny commercial back in the day.
The greatest
anyway,
ever.
We had to get that in, but a barbershop in the house, we had Bill Moss in last week, so we're keeping the theme with the D. Take your hat off to them. I love the way they're playing. You mentioned big play Willie Gay, but let's talk about Mike Dana, man. 3 sacks already. That guy's playing some ball plays in and out, and that whole defensive line is just stepping up. The anchor, Chris Jones, you just got to love the way they're doing. So that well-deserved shout-outs and kudos and praise for that defense. We love you. Keep up the great work. I'd also like to talk about that running game a little bit. I think going into this Jets game, I think our offensive line, if we could control that defensive line and do that running game like we did against the Bears, we're going to be really successful. I think that's going to be a big key that opens up everything else. I know it's pass first, then run, but you saw what they do when they run the ball, and I think that's going to be vital when they play the Jets on Sunday night. And then, you know, nobody talked about this Mike Edwards dude. He played for the Buccaneers, had a fantastic interception last week. He plays championship football. I'm glad he's on our team to go for another Super Bowl. And then let's take care of them. Let's kick some Jet ass, Kansas City, on Sunday night football. And as always, let's go Chiefs.
Yes, Big T bringing the funk. I like it. Thanks a lot, Big T, for always chiming in. We appreciate you and Dan. Let's go back to the text line. It's a long text. I don't know if I can get through it all, but it's saying from the 816, the guy's about to go into church for worship night. Just want to say he loves us, loves the show, loves the weekly perspective on our Chiefs from guys that played the game. And he wants to thank us for sticking around Kansas City. I think it's you know, and he appreciates what I do on the broadcast. And for those of you that may not know at this point, I am part of the radio broadcast crew with Mitch Holtis and Josh Klingler. So mute your TVs and turn on 106.5 The Wolf and listen to us. Sync up your TV with our broadcast. I think you'll get much more substance, I will say, much more entertainment as well. So try that this week on Sunday night. Let me know next week what your thoughts are. We appreciate
down,
you from 816.
Turn down Beyonce.
Turn down for what?
Turn down Beyonce. Yeah. And
you going to a Beyonce concert?
I am.
You wearing silver?
I will be.
You are going to wear silver?
I am.
You're going to wear silver?
Please
take a picture. Please take a picture.
Nah, bro. What happens?
Where are you sitting?
What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Where are you sitting?
Vegas rules, man.
Where are you sitting?
I'm sitting in one of the suites, man.
All right.
Broadcast level.
All right. I'm going to find it.
No.
I'll find it. Somebody's going to find it. I need a picture of you in silver. You're going to look like one of the Jacksons. You know, like the actually, Jackson 5.
This is a great story. Actually, Ryan Anderson, he's a suite owner at Arrowhead Stadium. He actually donated his suite to the concert to Big Brothers Big Sisters Most Wanted.
Oh.
And so the winner who won the suite had the chance to have me and my wife actually be the host of the Beyonce concert. And so, you know.
Shout out to Big Brothers Big Sisters.
Shout out. Big Brother.
And all the people that contribute to that.
Yeah,
and
man.
Ryan.
Great job, man.
That's a great job. I want to see the silver outfit, though. You got to show it, bro. The listeners, I'm getting all the text messages right now. They want to see it. They need to see it.
Oh, it's spicy.
Yeah. Is it a halter top?
Nah, man. I got swag. Swag through the roof.
You got to have a halter top. Barbershop don't have a halter top on. All right.
Silver J's.
Thank you, Barber. From the 816, I haven't listened all week because none of these dudes can stop talking about Taylor Swift. I
exactly
personally
bro.
Don't understand the hate for Taylor
Swift. It ain't a hate. It's hate. I'm indifferent. Like, it's not a hate. I don't know. I know she got a bunch of songs, something Summer, Cruel Intentions or something, 1989.
When Travis was born.
Is that what that was about? I thought she had a song.
You have all the conspiracy theorists out there and stuff like that. I don't know about it, but I think it's a cool story.
Okay.
It's the first time in Kansas City that we have something like this, the Bennifer, the type of vibe. And
everything about football comes back to one of my coaches told me a long time ago, listen, nothing stays the same. You're either getting better or you're getting worse.
Yep.
If you want to get better, you either got to practice hard or you have to eliminate distractions. If you want to get worse, don't practice or add distractions.
Ooh, that's a take right there. When we come back, we got to talk about this Jets team, this upcoming game against the Jets. We'll tackle it next.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
All right, we are back. The fourth quarter of Players Only. I have the guest, Sean Barber, in the building. We're going to get his take on this upcoming Jets game. And I am Danon Hughes. One last text from the 816. It's not hate. I just don't come here for e-news entertainment. Well, I'm not even going to get into that. Like, a few minutes of something to this nature, I don't understand. I never have understood. I've seen that. When people have complained on E! News when they did sports or went on ESPN and they talked other, social injustices and stuff like that.
You heard
that.
What he said?
He got a few minutes.
This is
now my wife.
This is D News.
My wife.
Stop trying to make this D News.
My wife texted me and told me that it's T. Swelsey.
Oh, Lord.
T. Swelsey is it. Shout out to Tiffany.
And you just going to double down. The man said stop with the E! News, and now you're going to T-Swelsey.
Hey, I'm just
T-Swelsey. You're going to do all that.
T-Swelsey. You mentioned it, too. You said it now, too. All right, Barbershop, what you got about this Jets team?
Jets. Hey, first of all, the general manager is an old teammate of mine, Joe Douglas. So shout out to Joe Douglas. So I always want great things. Also, the head coach is a former coach that I coached, played under at the Houston Texans my last year in the league in 07.
Oh, Robert Saleh?
Okay. Yep. He was one of the assistants on the team with the Texans. Me and D'Amico Ryans was teammates for that team. So star-studded defense, Dont'a Robinson, bunch of guys, Greenwood. Anyway, the Jets team obviously has you got to control Bryce Hall or Breece Hall, and you got to control Garrett Wilson. So those are the two game breakers on offense. Obviously, Zach Wilson has not played consistent. I mean, he's had some glimmers of being a
you know, consistent, a competent quarterback at some times in a few games, but not for four quarters. He has never done it so at this level. So you got to just keep the intensity on him, keep his clock kind of motoring the way it is. It's kind of like an overload, whether it's the formations he's not, the defensive schemes he's not picking up on, or where the pressure's coming, or what checks to make. Just uncomfortable in the pocket. He just looks out of sort. He looks like a fish out of water kind of thing. So you got to do whatever you got to do defensively, whether it's disguising or, you know, do what we do to make sure that he stays uncomfortable, stays where he's not making consistent throws to his threats. Because, you know, again, we saw in week one or week two when Gary Wilson, when the ball's in the air, he's going to find a way to try to get through the defender to get to the ball.
Yeah.
And he does that at a very high level. So you got to kind of, you know, take care of business before the ball even get in the air. You got to sack Zach Wilson with the quarterback. You got to pressure him so he can throw it way before he's ready. But you also got to take care of that ground game, because I think that's the one thing, if they were ever to get a ground game going, he does have the ability as a play action pass passer to hit wide open receivers. But that definitely falls on the shoulders of first and the primary is to stop the run.
Yeah.
Then get after the quarterback and then win the ball game.
Yeah, I like your part on what the quarterback brings. And here's what I think from an offensive perspective. Nathaniel Hackett, to me, is a great offensive mind. When he's had the talent around him offensively, he's done a solid job. And I've known him since he was 10, 12 years old. So I have a lot of respect and love for him. I can imagine that when you look at the film and Zach Wilson, the bad decisions he makes is based on the longer he holds the ball. Mm-hmm. So expect early in this game that there's going to be some bubble routes, there's going to be some smoke screens, there's going to be hitches, short routes to the receivers that are designed to pick one side of the field, Zach, pick one receiver, and throw them the ball as quickly as possible. Before the pass rush gets to you, before we get behind the sticks with negative plays, before you hang your offensive lineman out to dry where there might be a holding call and now you're in those negative play situations. So expect that, especially in how physical we are at the line of scrimmage as corners and bump and run coverage, back show throws. You saw how Garrett Wilson was able to.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Six, that's what they were waiting for. 816, yes. As well as the 913 was waiting for it.
Oh.
I delivered. 913, happy days again. Barber's back in KC Hunk. I don't know. What's KC? Are you supposed to be like, is that like your alter ego? KC Hunk?
Yeah, bro. Like, I'm like the Hulk, bro. Oh, you don't want to see me angry. You don't want to see me angry. I get angry.
Forget about it.
Things get all.
Got my Jersey accent back. Forget about it. All right. From 816, Sean needs to take it easy before he rips his Achilles again. That's not nice.
I ain't never had no rip Achilles.
Didn't you have it?
No.
Oh, you didn't have an Achilles?
No, I ain't got no Achilles problem, man. I'm limber, bro. I do my stretches, zone, stretch fit, whatever it's called. I do my body 20. Why you don't talk about that, Dana?
Oh, yeah, body 20.
Dana been
body 20 at Prairie Village.
Talk about
I've
that body
getting,
20.
I've been getting it in twice a week. Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Wasu been there giving, putting me through it.
Good.
Cardio and weights, body 20.
All I'm saying, like, I did it last season, man. If you got a chance, try it out. It's kind of a new way.
Yeah.
It takes kind of get used to it. Your body, those first couple sessions, you feel sore. You like, the soreness is real.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't make sense how a 20-minute workout 2 or 3 days in a row makes your body feel like you went through about 6 hours of training. So
I will tell you, you and I, we participate in a lot of charity golf tournaments and stuff like that, and my body literally hurts the next morning. Like, the pain is like a football for me, and because I got back issues and stuff like that, so I played through the pain in golf, but the next morning I feel it. Mm. That's why I can never be a guy that has a membership and plays 3 or 4 times a week, because I'd be in traction. And I was contemplating not going to Body 20, and I was like, let me go. I like literally, and this is no exaggeration, I literally rolled out of bed and went to Body 20. I was like, this is the one opportunity that, well, while I'm sore from golf,
yeah,
that I'm going to go and try to fight through this workout to see if it makes me even worse or better. And it made me 100% better. Just going through a 20-minute workout at Body 20 in Prairie Village, they're doing it right. Yeah, I'm going to keep doing it. I got two appointments next week. There you go. All right, Dan and KC, Kay, what you got for us?
Time's yours.
Hey, Sean. Hey, Dane, how you doing? Yeah, it was a great performance by the Chiefs. They kept Josh Fields to 99 yards and a touchdown apiece by Kelce and Isaiah Pacheco and, Edwards Alaire. And I'll tell you something now. I'm really looking forward to the Jets game. And the defense, the game plan is really easy for Spags. You know, just pressure Zach Wilson. He'll give you some interceptions and for some touchdowns. And I know the offense is going to do whatever they can. You know, they're going to pick and choose their spots with, you know, with Sauce Gardner and everything. So let's take care of the Jets. Take care of yourself, guys.
Appreciate you, Dan. That infusion of Red Bull with the 5-hour chaser as he brings each and every show. He missed the first week, but he's been here every week since.
Oh, no. The streak is over.
Yeah.
The streak is up. Dan was on. He was on like a 259-week streak of not missing any of the shows.
My bad. I didn't mean to put you on blast, Dan.
All right, he's back on day 4.
We appreciate that call, man. Yeah, Travis Kelce doing his thing. Are you calling it trailer or Trav Tay or Tay Trav, or what's your?
All right, so because the Philadelphia Eagles have a Swift running back, and mm-hmm. the whole Kelce Swift can mm-hmm. be applied to both us and the Eagles, I am ignoring the whole thing. Mm-hmm. I don't comment on it. I don't talk around my house with my daughter, my wife about the Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift thing. So I'm not even addressing it. It's not even a thing with me. I'm not even.
Well, we might have to have you back on another show to talk deeper in that, because I want to hear. I don't understand all the vitriol and the negativity of a dude in a relationship. I don't get it. Well, let's go to Big T. Big T and Shawnee, what you got, bro?
My man.
What's up?
What's up?
Big T, come on, man.
That was just an obnoxiously funny commercial back in the day.
The greatest
anyway,
ever.
We had to get that in, but a barbershop in the house, we had Bill Moss in last week, so we're keeping the theme with the D. Take your hat off to them. I love the way they're playing. You mentioned big play Willie Gay, but let's talk about Mike Dana, man. 3 sacks already. That guy's playing some ball plays in and out, and that whole defensive line is just stepping up. The anchor, Chris Jones, you just got to love the way they're doing. So the well-deserved shout-outs and kudos and praise for that defense. We love you. Keep up the great work. I'd also like to talk about that a running game a little bit. I think going into this Jets game, I think our offensive line, if we could control that defensive line and do that running game like we did against the Bears, we're going to be really successful. I think that's going to be a big key that opens up everything else. I know it's pass first, then run, but you saw what they do when they run the ball, and I think that's going to be vital when they play the Jets on Sunday night. And then, you know, nobody talked about this Mike Edwards dude. He played for the Buccaneers, had a fantastic interception last week. He plays championship football. I'm glad he's on our team to go for another Super Bowl. And then let's take care of them. Let's kick some Jet ass, Kansas City, on Sunday Night Football. And as always, let's go Chiefs.
Yes, Big T bringing the funk. I like it. Thanks a lot, Big T, for always chiming in. We appreciate you and Dan. Let's go back to the text line. It's a long text. I don't know if I can get through it all, but it's saying from the 816, the guy's about to go into church for worship night. Just want to say he loves us. Loves the show, loves the weekly perspective on our Chiefs from guys that played the game. And he wants to thank us for sticking around Kansas City. I think it's, you know, and he appreciates the what I do on the broadcast. And for those of you that may not know at this point, I am part of the radio broadcast crew with Mitch Holtis and Josh Klingler. So mute your TVs and turn on 106.5 The Wolf and listen to us. Sync up your TV with our broadcast. I think you'll get much more substance, yeah. I will say, much more entertainment as well. So try that this week on Sunday night. Let me know next week what your thoughts are. We appreciate
down,
you from the
816. Turn down Beyonce.
Turn down for what?
Turn down Beyonce. Yeah. And
you going to a Beyonce concert?
I am.
You wearing silver?
I will be.
You are going to wear silver?
I am.
You're going to wear silver?
I got a
Please take a picture.
Nah.
Please take a picture.
Nah, bro. What happened?
Where are you sitting?
What happened in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Where are you sitting?
Vegas rules, man.
Where are you sitting?
I'm sitting in one of the suites, man.
All right.
Broadcast level.
All right, I'm going to find it.
No.
I'll find it. Somebody's going to find it. I need a picture of you in silver. You're going to look like one of the Jacksons, you know, like the Jackson 5.
This is a great story. Actually, Ryan Anderson, he's a suite owner at Arrowhead Stadium. He actually donated his suite to the concert to Big Brothers Big Sisters Most Wanted.
Oh.
And so the winner who won the suite had the chance to have me and my wife actually be the host of the Beyonce concert. And so, you know.
Shout out to Big Bros Big Sisters.
Shout out. Big Bros.
And all the people that contribute to that.
Yeah,
and
man.
Ryan.
Great job.
That's
man.
Great job. I want to see the silver outfit though. You gotta show it, bro. The listeners, I'm getting all the text messages right now. They wanna see it. They need to see
it.
Oh,
it's spicy.
Yeah. Is it a halter top?
Nah, man. I got swag. Swag through the roof.
You got have a halter top. Barbershop don't have a halter top on. All right.
Silver J's.
Thank you, Barber, from the 816. I haven't listened all week because none of these dudes can stop talking about Taylor Swift. I
exactly
personally
bro.
Don't understand the hate for Taylor Swift.
It ain't a hate. It's hate. I'm indifferent. Like, it's not a hate. I don't know. I know she got a bunch of songs, something Summer, Cruel Intentions or something, 1989.
When Travis was born.
Is that what that was about? I thought she had a song.
You have all the conspiracy theorists out there and stuff like that. I don't know about it, but I think it's a cool story.
Okay.
It's the first time in Kansas City that we have something like this, the Bennifer, the type of vibe. And
everything about football comes back to one of my coaches told me a long time ago, listen, nothing stays the same. You're either getting better or you're getting worse.
Yep.
If you want to get better, you either got to practice hard or you have to eliminate distractions. If you want to get worse, don't
add
practice or add distractions.
Ooh, that's a take right there. When we come back, we got to talk about this Jets team, this upcoming game against the Jets. We'll tackle it next.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
All right, we are back. The fourth quarter of Players Only. I have the guest, Sean Barber, in the building. We're going to get his take on this upcoming Jets game. And I am Danon Hughes. One last text from the 816. It's not hate. I just don't come here for e-news entertainment. Well, I'm not even going to get into that. Like, a few minutes of something to this nature, I don't understand. I never have understood. I've seen that. When people have complained on E! News when they did sports or went on ESPN and they talked other, you know,
yeah, Dana,
social injustices and stuff like that.
You heard what he said.
He got a few minutes.
This is
now my wife.
This is D News.
My wife.
Stop trying to make this D News.
My wife texted me and told me that it's T. Swelsey.
Oh, Lord.
T. Swelsey is it. Shout out to Tiffany.
And you just going to double down. The man said stop with the E! News, and now you're going to T-Swelsey. T-Swelsey. You're going to do all that.
T-Swelsey. You mentioned it, too. You said it now, too. All right, Barbershop, what you got about this Jets team?
Jets. Hey, first of all, the general manager is an old teammate of mine, Joe Douglas. So shout out to Joe Douglas. So I always want great things. Also, the head coach is a former coach that I played under at the Houston Texans my last year in the league in 07.
Oh, Robert Saleh?
Okay. Yep. He was one of the assistants on the team with the Texans. Me and D'Amico Ryans was teammates for that team. So star-studded defense, Donta Robinson, bunch of guys, Greenwood,
Anyway, the Jets team obviously has a, I mean, listen, you got to control Bryce Hall or Breece Hall, and you got to control Garrett Wilson. So those are the two game breakers on offense. Obviously, Zach Wilson has not played consistent. I mean, he's had some glimmers of being a, you know, consistent, a competent quarterback at some times in a few games, but not for four quarters. He has never done it so at this level. So you got to just keep the intensity on him, keep his clock kind of motoring the way it is. It's kind of like an overload, whether it's the formations he's not, the defensive schemes he's not picking up on, or where the pressure's coming, or what checks to make. Just uncomfortable in the pocket. He just looks out of sort. He looks like a fish out of water kind of thing. So you got to do whatever you got to do defensively, whether it's disguising or, you know, do what we do to make sure that he stays uncomfortable, stays where he's not making consistent throws to his threats. Because, you know, again, we saw in week one or week two when Gary Wilson, when the ball's in the air, he's going to find a way to try to get through the defender to get to the ball.
Yeah.
And he does that at a very high level. So you got to kind of, you know, take care of business before the ball even get in the air. You got to sack Zach Wilson with the quarterback. You got to pressure him so he can throw it way before he's ready. But you also got to take care of that ground game, because I think that's the one thing, if they were ever to get a ground game going, he does have the ability as a play action pass passer to hit wide open receivers. But that definitely falls on the shoulders of first and the primary is to stop the run.
Yeah.
Then get after the quarterback and then win the ball game.
Yeah, I like your part on what the quarterback brings. And here's what I think from an offensive perspective. Nathaniel Hackett, to me, is a great offensive mind. When he's had the talent around him offensively, mm-hmm. he's done a solid job. And I've known him since he was 10, 12 years old. So I have a lot of respect and love for him. I can imagine that when you look at the film and Zach Wilson, the bad decisions he makes is based on the longer he holds the ball. Mm-hmm. So expect early in this game that there's going to be some bubble routes, there's going to be some smoke screens, there's going to be hitches, short routes to the receivers that are designed to pick one side of the field, Zach, pick one receiver, and throw them the ball as quickly as possible. Before the pass rush gets to you, before we get behind the sticks with negative plays, before you hang your offensive lineman out to dry where there might be a holding call and now you're in those negative play situations. So expect that, especially in how physical we are at the line of scrimmage as corners and bump and run coverage, back show throws. You saw how Garrett Wilson was able to make adjustments and especially, you know, circus catches, et cetera, his athleticism. So from an offensive perspective, it definitely has to focus around us stopping the run, putting them in predictable situations, and then also being ready to be able to tackle in the open field, because those quick screens, the bubbles, the student body left and right, when you have offensive linemen swinging out to lead block for receivers that are getting the ball, running backs that are getting the ball quickly, you got to have guys that are going to come up and tackle, because what they're going to do based on how inefficient their offense has been, Shop, is they're going to go back to the old school way of what teams tried to do against Patrick Mahomes in those first two or three years.
Eat up the clock.
Eat up the clock, and the best defense, even though they have a great defense, the best defense against our offense is Patrick Mahomes sitting on the sideline. So expect that. Now, from an offensive perspective, we can't, and I've been a part of teams in the past where, and I remember, you know, one of the darkest days in Chiefs history was when we lost to the Colts in the playoffs in 95. And when I look back at that game and I think back to the whole MO on the sideline, we looked at the clock, and because we weren't winning by more, because we were a better team, we started to press because we expected to score more points. And then we wind up putting ourselves in a hole. So sometimes that, you know, that mindset of we're a better team, you have the competitive nature of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, and you're trying to eat, you're trying to get points on the board, can put you in a negative position. So we got to be patient against this dangerous defense, because as one of my keys will be for the game, is not allowing their defense to win the game for them. force their offense to win the game or at least put them in a position to win. We cannot allow that defense, who already feels all the pressure, to wind up making the necessary plays to put us behind the eight ball.
Yeah, they got Q Williams, they got C.J. Mosley, they got Sauce Gardner, so all three levels they got covered. Besides that, man, like you're saying, when there are points available, take the field goal.
Yeah.
Like, against this defense, this is not the defense to think you're going to have a lot of time, a lot of possessions in the red zone. So whenever you get the ball in field goal range, take the 3 points and put it on your defensive shoulders to win the ball game.
Appreciate you, Barbershop, coming in. We're going to expect that Barber once a month until the end of the season. Chris, appreciate you, brother. We are out. Players Only, back next week. Peace.
Players Only with Dane and Hughes, Thursday night starting at 6 o'clock on your official broadcast partner of the Kansas City Chiefs, 610 Sports Radio.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.